Having a bad morning? Laugh it off. With Double J in the morning. Every morning. Power 106.7.
The name of the game is to know or not to know the definition. Your word is misocapness. I'm going to use it in a sentence, Mitch. I want you to guess what you think the word means, okay?
All right.
When Mitch was little, his dad was known around the neighborhood as a misocapnist.
All right. I think he's a child molester. Is that right?
Idiot.
Wow.
Is that right?
No. A misocapnist is a person who hates the smell of cigarettes.
What does a bull testicle smell like?
Like hot dogs?
LB, are you ready, buddy?
No, but let's do it anyways.
All right.
I'm shaking over here.
Dip it in hot sauce.
Dude, what if that ball got you pregnant?
LB is eating bull testicles this morning. Mitch, is that how you think people get pregnant?
Yeah, that's how babies are born.
Yo, what up? This your boy Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony and Double J. Love your face.
That's what I'm talking about. Here he is. You and Nick Cannon buddies?
Yeah. Y'all know Nick Cannon. He cool people.
Didn't you bang his wife, though?
No, man.
Hold on. Now's the time to be. Let's play the truth game. You never slept with Mariah Carey?
Never, ever, man. She is a very, very good friend. Never, ever, ever.
Would you if you had the chance?
No. Hey, no. Y'all ain't about to catch me up like this, man. No, man. Chill out. Y'all crazy. LJ in the
morning. We are mocking her for being a hypochondriac. Yeah. That's what we're mocking her for. My mom always says that she's sick. So the question this morning is, will my mom say she is sick or not?
Good morning.
Hi, Mom. How are you today?
I'm good, honey. How are you today?
Really? You're not feeling sick at all? Nothing's wrong with you?
No.
Nothing at all?
No, I feel good.
Hey, ma'am, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I have a pain in my ass.
That is an illness. Mom, am I the pain in your ass?
Sometimes, yeah.
I swear, you're going to the worst nursing home I can find, okay? Double J
in the morning. And open up the phone lines right now for anybody who believes that an alien spaceship crashed in the Bosque last night.
So last night, I got up, I saw this, like, weird light. It freaked me out. Like, it gave me, like, that weird feeling in my stomach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard the rumble thing, and I was like, okay, I turned on your guys' show this morning, mm-hmm. and I hear that, and I'm like, oh, my God. It absolutely was freaking aliens. Oh, my God.
Ma'am, what letter do you favor more, an L or an N?
An L.
Of course, an L is slang for a crack pipe. How did I know you would pick L? N would have been, no, I don't do drugs. L, slang for a crack pipe. I smoked L's.
Since Pac died.
Baby Bash is in the studio with us.
There's a rumor that the ladies know not to look you in your eyes. They say if you look Bash in his eyes, he got you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard that too. It was like some Medusa
Mitch,
stuff.
Mitch, stop looking him in the eyes, Mitch.
Just gazing.
That's what happens sometimes.
Mitch, why are you staring at him like, what the hell?
My bad, baby.
Wait, oh! Baby.
Call me Bash.
Get any of the perks and benefits for being Elvis's cousin?
No, we're actually Elvis's dad had like I think 7 brothers, and one of the brothers is my husband's family.
Just one of the brothers? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So you didn't get none. You didn't even get Elvis's leftover prescriptions.
Yeah, not at all.
Oh, that is horrible.
Double J in the morning.
Here we go. Intern Mitch singing "The Hat I Got for Christmas Is Too Big." Taser karaoke.
Oh, the hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero's big. Raining, is it snowing? I don't know where I am.
You can switch the.
But ring the bells. Ring the bells.
Ow!
Ring the bells. Ow!
Double J in the morning.
Every day I wake up laughing.
Weekday 6 to 10.
I woke up in the morning.
The illest morning show. Power 106.7.
What up, what up?
Yo, check it out.
Wake up laughing.
Get the day started right.
Right now, you're in the presence of the finest.
Double J in the morning.
Baby.
Turn it up.
Right here on
Power 106.7.
Good morning, love your face. I have a song for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, Keith Sweat, Make It Last Forever.
Keith Sweat's cool.
Let me tell you why Keith Sweat will never make a countdown of mine. Okay,
what?
I took a picture with him one time.
Uh-huh.
And he blew a booger on my shoulder.
Oh my God.
I'm not lying. Yeah. The guy blew a booger on my. He's a booger blower.
Keith,
okay?
Sweat. He's a booger blower.
Keith Sweat blew a booger on my shoulder.
So you said he's a habitual booger blower.
He's a habitual line crosser is what he is. I'm like, what up, K? He's like, what's up, Double J? I'm like, come on, let's take a picture for the website real quick. He's like, all right.
excuse me.
He kind of sneezed a little bit.
And
I looked over. Keith Sweat blew a booger on my shoulder.
It's an official booger blow.
Keith Sweat will never make the countdown on the top five lovemaking songs because he blew a booger on my shoulder accidentally. There's something not right about that guy. And every time I see him, I cover my private areas up. I make sure my zipper's up. I don't know what it is. And it's not a gay thing. I don't think he's gay.
No.
He's weird.
If that dude's in the vicinity, it throws gay off.
He was in the bathroom and he asked me if I needed help.
Quit
it
lying.
Was weird.
Quit lying. Come on.
I've never just... Ladies and gentlemen, you learn something new every day. Called me Little Feller. Little Feller. Hey there, Little Feller. And he was looking down when he said it. I was like, wait a second. Are you talking to me? Are you talking
Come on.
I'm like, no, I do not, sir.
Double J in the morning.
Sing the national anthem, bitch.
Sing it, Mitch.
I don't know the words, man.
Mitch, I want you to sing the national anthem. Ready, set, go.
Who's bright stars and bright stripes?
Through the fair,
there rolls the light from the dawn.
Come on, man.
Double J in the morning.
First off, how do they know this is the Bigfoot call? Because they're experts.
Yes.
So, here's my theory. If we get everybody that's listening to the radio station right now to roll down the windows of their car, turn their radios up, and then I'm going to play the Bigfoot sound, and we'll wait and see if Bigfoot comes out anywhere. Hi, good morning. Power 106.7. Hi, Bigfoot. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. Love your face, Double J.
I love you. Hey, Bigfoot, let me ask you, how did you get a radio to listen to the radio program?
I killed them after I heard your call.
Good morning, Double J. I love your face.
Hey, love your face, too. So who's the bastard that cheated on you?
Ex-boyfriend of mine.
How many times did he cheat?
Twice.
What was the clincher, the final straw?
You know when you go for your annual stuff and they ask you, would you like to be tested for STDs? Yeah,
yes.
That didn't come back.
Wait a second, ma'am. Did your doctor walk in the room singing,
I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Who wants the clap? You do, you do.
No. Actually, he came in singing Alicia Keys. This girl is on fire.
Double J in the morning.
The question is, why is every anniversary such a big deal to women?
The only anniversary I keep track of is my wedding anniversary, and it seems to bother my husband that I even keep track of that.
We're not good at these kinds of things.
It's one day. That's the only day you're required to remember. I remember all the stats from Michael Vick from the year before, or what Eli Manning did 3 years ago. You can remember all that, but you can't remember one day?
Well, yeah, because that's important stuff.
Double J in the morning.
What character is always saying,
what's up, Doc?
Do you think intern Mitch will get this right, or do you think intern Mitch will get this wrong?
I think he'll get this one right, actually. Oh.
She has faith in the good old Mitch Meister.
The answer is Hunky the Bunny.
Wow, really, dude?
Are you serious?
Hold on, who is Hunky Bunny?
He's a gay porn star that wears bunny ears and he puts carrots in his mouth. He's like, what up, Doc?
Wow.
My favorite character, too.
Calling about the pawn shop discussion.
What is it that you've taken to the pawn shop?
I actually found a toolbox to a truck in my neighbor's yard, and they gave me $75 for it at a pawn shop.
Okay, I got one issue with the story. So you said you found a toolbox in your neighbor's yard.
That's not yeah, well, it was like 95.
You didn't find it, so you stole it.
Wait, LB has a good point, sir. You didn't find a toolbox in your neighbor's yard. You stole it out of him.
You know, he's like 90 years old, and
Double J in the morning.
Every day I wake up laughing.
Weekday 6 to 10.
I woke up in the morning.
The illest morning show. The new Power 106.7.